Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
And verse 1 of chapter 19 begins to read, it says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. That Jezebel sent a message to Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me and more also, if I take not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Somebody say tomorrow about this time. Oh, you heard that before. It's just a reminder. Verse 3 says, "And when he saw that," look at your neighbor and say, "Did you see?" It says, "Now when he had saw that, he arose and went for his life." Now he's running for his life. Look at somebody and say, "Are you running for your life?" Now we're not talking about spiritually, we're talking about physically. He was running for his life. But it says he arose and went and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah. Somebody say praise. And left his servant there. Somebody shout there. And now it says, but he himself went a day's journey. Somebody shout, get ready for the journey. Into the wilderness, and came and sat down on a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. And he said, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." Amen. I want you to look at your neighbor with all the strength you can muster and begin to say, "Neighbor, enough is enough." Oh, look at the person on the other side of you and say it like you really mean it. Say, "I don't know what you came to do this morning, but the way I feel right now, I just want to let you know that enough is enough. Maybe I'm by myself, but I'm just tired of the devil just wrecking havoc over everything that involves my space. But today the devil done tried me the last time. The devil done played long enough, and I came to let the devils and the demons in hell today know enough is enough." Oh, y'all ain't praising God like you don't really had enough. Because if God come to confirm to you that he's enough is enough, that ought to make you lose your mind right now. The devil must not have pushed you to the limit yet. But if you've been pushed to the limit, you ought to have an attitude that say, "Enough is enough. I can't take no more." Somebody in here feel like that. "I can't take no more of what I'm going through. I can't take no more of this torment. I can't take no more of this torture." Do anybody feel like the prophet Elijah? He said, "Enough. Enough is enough." You may be seated in the presence of God. And while you sit down, just shout, "Enough." Come on, get that in your spirit. You ain't talking to me. You talking to that devil that's still trying to torment you. You ain't talking to the person on your road. You talking to them demonic forces that's been hindering your miracle, that you know you're supposed to have been further along by now. You know you're supposed to have been blessed by now, but something been standing in the balances. That's who you're talking to with the spirit of hindrance. Enough. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost now. Can I let the Holy Ghost flow, mother? Is it all right if I let the Holy Ghost begin to flow? I ain't come to look cute for you this morning. I came to let you know enough is enough. Here you have now. Look what's happening. If you done had enough and you on the edge, just slide to the edge of your seat and sit right there. I'm about to take you for a journey. And it said that Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah has done. Now you got to understand, you got to be careful when God begins to use you to perform miracles. You got to understand that when the anointing rests on your life, it's always somebody that will go and tell Jezebel, tell your enemy of what you have accomplished. Don't act like you ain't ever been through it. They go and tell about how you got your new job, how you got the promotion, how God took you out of the trenches and brought you up to the high place, how he did you like Joseph after you were dragged through the pit in the prison and took you right to the palace. Now they going to tell everybody, they going to tell Jezebel, look what he has done. You got to understand that it's always, as long as there is a God, as long as there is a prophet, there's always a Jezebel. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. There's always somebody that wants to tear you down. There's always somebody that's got a bounty on your anointing. There's always somebody that want to try to destroy you before you even get started on your journey. But I came to tell Jezebel this morning, enough is enough. Oh, I wish I had two or three people that wanted to have some church for about 30 minutes and say, Jezebel, you done tried to kill me long enough. If you didn't kill me when I was in the world, you might as well hang it up now, because now that I'm in Christ and I'm set free and delivered and saved, you can't stop me. So enough with your foolishness. Enough is enough. You done had your time. You done had your turn with trying to shut me down, trying to shut down the anointing. But God has given me something now that I'm not ashamed of, but yet I give him praise for it. Enough is enough. I don't know about you, but I can't take Jezebel running her mouth too much more longer. I can't have you keep on touching God's anointed too much more longer, because God got to manifest his glory in the earthly realm. So enough is enough. Sometimes you get an Ahab in your life that just go and know how to run and tell that. They go and run and tell everything. They got more mouth than anointing. The only thing they anointed to do is run off at the mouth. But God said all they got to do is turn that anointing towards the kingdom of God, and they'll be the powerfulest thing there is. But it said Ahab. Oh God, Jesus. Said he went now. Lord have mercy. He told Jezebel. How many times have you told or showed somebody how you flow in the anointing and they went and told your enemy? Oh God. In other words, let me give it to you a little bit more simpler. You told somebody the vision that God gave you concerning blessing you, and they went and told the devil. They went and told a demonic force. And now you wonder why the blessing did not come to pass, but yet God revealed it to me. But now that he's revealed it to me, something has intercepted what God has revealed to me. All because we told Ahab what God had shown us concerning the vision and the blessing upon our life. And Ahab went and told. Look at somebody and say, keep your mouth shut. Stop talking so much. Stop telling everything to Ahab, and next thing you know, the devil finding all your business out. Oh, my God, my God. That's why some people can't get delivered in the church, because they got too many Ahabs in the church. Oh, y'all missing that. People can't even deliver themselves and come to the throne room, the hospital, and say, you know what, I messed up, because they worried about all the Ahabs that's going to begin to go and tell their business instead of restoring them back to the place of God. Oh, you know, the church is full of Ahabs. Full of Ahabs. Watch this. Look at somebody and just shout enough. He said he told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Withal, he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Oh, God. See, God don't like that Jezebel knows your information. Oh, God. See, you don't have to worry when Jezebel figure you out. Because when Jezebel figure you out, the only thing she can do is buff at you. Oh, y'all ain't got it yet. You get it in a minute. It said, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah. So now why you don't have to worry? Because Jezebel will never come to you directly face to face, because she ain't woman enough. She ain't man enough to come to you face to face. But yet they will always send word by somebody else to give you their message. But Jezebel did not come directly to Elijah with the threat, because that's what it was. The devil, all he do is make threats, oh God. He all talk, but no, oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. He just all talk, but no fight. He ain't got nothing to back it up but mouth. But he said that Jezebel now sent a messenger to Elijah. Look at your name and say, have you got any messages from the devil lately? Y'all ain't got it. Has the enemy sent you any messages lately? I'm talking to that one that's been getting some crazy text messages, that's been getting some blocked and private calls just from the enemy, that's sending you little private messages on their behalf, talking about things that have no relevance at the present time. Oh my God. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. But Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me. Notice what you got. Look at what it said. Let the gods. That means she's not going to reverence the God you serve. Because if she did, she just would say, let God. But she said, let the gods, with an S. But I came to tell Jezebel, ain't but one God, baby. I don't care how many times you try to put that snake on the end of God, it ain't gonna work, because there's only one true and living God, not gods. See, I ain't got to go to two and three different gods to get what I need. I just go to one God. Oh, my. Enough. Y'all ain't got it yet. Enough, Jezebel, with your gods. Oh, you miss it. Enough, Asians with Buddha. Enough, Indians with Hare Krishna. Enough is enough. I'm just laying a foundation for you. Look what it says. Let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah. Ain't that something in now? When you begin to run and the devil do buffet you and you take off running because you're tired anyway. That's the only reason people start running to begin with, is because they really tired of dealing with the mess they've been dealing with. They really tired of walking around in the same circle and the same pattern and get doing for everybody else, but nobody appreciates them. So that's the reason they run now. But he said that he ran for his life. Look at your neighbor and say, why are you running from the thing you already got victory over? You missed that. Don't let your tiredness, that's what Elijah was. He was tired. He had enough of all the accusers. He had enough of everything. He said, you know what? I'm just gone. I can't take this no more. After all God brought me through, now you got Jezebel that want to take my life. Oh, that's for somebody in here. After all the hell you done been through already, it ain't enough for the biggest devil of them all now to come and mess up your stuff. And it said that he began to run. But guess what? Look at somebody and say, you can't run, because even when you run, you still got to run to a place of praise. You miss it. Because he said he went to Judah, which still means praise. So even when you're running from the devil, you still got to have a praise. Even when the devil done ran you off and made you tired, you still got to run back to praise. That's why the psalm said, I can't help but praise him. Because even in my running, I can't help but praise him. Even when I'm burdened down, I can't help but praise him. Even when I can't see my own way, I can't help but to praise him. Oh, my God, my God. He ran for his life to the Judah, and he left his servant there. Look at that. He left his servant there. Don't let the enemy scare you from the people that's connected to you. Never mind. Oh, God. But he left his servant there, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under the juniper tree and requested himself that he may die and said, it is enough. O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's. He goes now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I love how God operates. He goes now and runs from everything he's had enough of. How many has been running from everything you've had enough of? Oh, but even when you run from what you've had enough of, you still got praise. And he finds himself now. He goes and it says that he went and sat down. Oh, God. See, God don't speak until you sit down. Oh, Lord. Y'all missed it. Everybody want to say, God, how do I get out of this mess? God says, sit down first and I'll tell you. Stop running and then I'll tell you how to get out of the problem. Stop running from what you've had enough of and just sit down. No. But we don't want to sit. We want to keep running. And then we wonder why we get confused about what God said, because we've been trying to hear God in the midst of motion. But he said he sat down under the juniper tree. Oh God, somebody just shout juniper tree. Oh, Lord, you got to understand. Juniper tree is the Latin word, which means juniperus or juni. Oh, Lord. So, in other words, you got to understand that juniper means to produce. Or, in other words, evergreen. I'm teaching them Bible stuff. Lord, have mercy. So, if the juniper tree in the Latin means juni, which means now to produce an evergreen, it means that God will make you sit down under produce. You will sit in a place where you can't help but to produce. So when enough comes in your life and causes you to run, it makes you run to a place where now you can produce the fruit.
My God.
So now I've had enough, but yeah, I'm forced to a place of praise. I'm forced to a place where now when I sit down under the anointing, I have to produce. Because I'm sitting in a place that has a nature of producing.
Oh, my.
So it's not until you've had enough that your anointing gets produced.
Oh God.
It's not until you've had enough till healing is produced. It's not until you had enough that your money start getting produced. It's not until you had enough that the devil start backing up, because you got to have some room to produce.
Lord have mercy.
Look at somebody and say, I'm in my space now where I can produce some things. It said evergreen, which means if something is evergreen, it means it will never go dull in color. Oh my God, I had a Holy Ghost church. It will never, never go dull. So it means in your place of having enough and all you can take, there should never be a dull moment. Oh my God. When you really had enough, That's when God began to turn things in your favor, and you start to produce that which you thought you didn't have on the inside of you to produce. And then it creates never a dull moment as long as you are in your place of producing under the juniper. Oh God, somebody ought to thank God for the juniper. But look at this. Watch what it says. I'm halfway finished, I promise you. But he said, he said, just take me now. I want to go. I'm done. It is enough. It is enough. See, you can't let the enemy trick you. Out of all the works Elijah did, after all the time that God had his back, now Jezebel now is mad. Don't physically come to you one-on-one and tell you what the problem is, but sends a message that run you to a place that's going to try to make you kill yourself. Oh, God, ain't that crazy? And then let's think about that. You drive me to a place. I done had enough of all this stuff on me now. You done forced me to a place where you're going to kill me anyway, but yet I decide to kill myself. Don't that sound crazy? That's the most backwardest thing I can think of. Why not try to survive? At least Jezebel may not destroy you, but yet Jezebel drives you to a place where you want to take your own self. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Wouldn't it make sense? Just let me take my chances with Jezebel. But he says, enough. Just take me now. My life is done. I don't want no more. I done took all it to. Enough is enough. I'm no better than my fathers. God said, what are you talking about? You're not no better than your father. You got to understand. You're supposed to be more. You should do greater works than I. Okay, never mind. You're supposed to be doing greater works. But you're saying, I'm no better than my father's. Guess what? You will always be better because you're his. Okay, let me give it to you. Y'all getting tired on me and sleepy. I'm going to give it to you. And as he lay his head down and slept under the juniper tree. See, that's where you find rest at. See, some of you ain't really got no rest until problems came up. Never mind. Oh, my. Look what's happening. He said he went and lay and slept under the juniper tree, and behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And look, and he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat it, and he did drink, and laid down again. Look at this. When you've had enough, you got to understand there's always, when you get to the place of the juniper, when you get to the place where you ran from your problem, when you ran from enough is enough, when you get to the place now where you can't even figure it out in your mind and you begin to get rest, God will send the angel now to touch you just to remind you you're not supposed to stay in the place that you are in. You're not supposed to be having the pity party that you're having. Let me give you something now that's going to give you some strength for the journey. I know the enemy want to kill you. But you can't give up right here, because you can't decide to take your own life, because God said, I give life and I take away. So you can't make your own plans concerning your life. Let me give you some strength, because you're going to need some strength for this devil you about to fight. Because little do you know it or not, this going to be the last devil you got to get past before you walk into an overflow anointing. So baby, I need an angel to begin to touch you and give you a little bit to encourage you to go on for this journey. Oh my God, my God. Oh, he said enough is enough. Now you got to understand when he sends him. Oh God. And the angel touched him. Oh God, Jesus. That's what Antonio began to teach earlier. He said the woman with the issue of blood said, if I could but touch. Oh my God. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. See, all you need is one touch from the Lord, and everything will be all right. Sister Margaret, he touched, gave him a cake, gave him drink, which means the angel came to wake him and said, take now, be energized, because you got to continue the assignment. Oh God. But now Elijah, he eats of it and he lays back down. Have you ever been so tired that you come to church and you get filled with the Holy Ghost? You get so tired now that the devil didn't attack you again, that when you go back into the house of God, it still was not enough to push you back out to the place that God wanted you to be in. So you still feel weak and tired and beat down. That's how Elijah felt. Elijah said, I got the cake, I got the drink, but I'm still tired. I still ain't got enough strength to go on. I still feel like I can't even make it. I still feel like I need to go on. I still feel like this. And it said that Elijah laid his head back down and went back to sleep again. Look at this. I'm not willing to let the Holy Ghost flow. Look at this. Oh God. He said unto him, arise and eat. He looked, and behold, there was a cake and baked down with coals and a cruse of water upon his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. Look at the completion verse. And the angel of the Lord came again. Somebody say again. The angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him. How many times did God got to remind you to get up? How many times do God have to come and revisit your situation and say, you're supposed to be out of this mess by now. You're supposed to be victorious by now. Ain't you done had enough? You said enough was enough, but now it's time for you to get up and act like you really done had enough. Stop wanting somebody to feel sorry for you. Stop sitting down under this tree and weeping and sleeping, and get up and be about your father's business. It said the angel came a second time. Oh God. And touched him. Look at this. You see that? Some of the angel keep touching us, and nudging us that we're supposed to be out of this place by now, but we continue to stay there and sleep. Oh, my. But he said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Oh, my God. Did you get it? The journey. He said, get up. Now, the angel comes a second time and say, look, you need to get up, eat, strengthen yourself, because the journey is too great for you. Oh, God. Y'all didn't get it. I'm going to read it again for you. You didn't get the revelation on that. He said, the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of thy meat 40 days. Look at this. This time the angel didn't physically put the food beside him. So it means now, when the angel came and touched him the second time, he said, get up, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. So in other words, you're going to need to go ahead and get up and stop laying around in your sorrow, because what God is about to give you victory over, you ain't got the power to do it yourself, because it's not by might nor by power, but only by the Spirit of the living God that you're going to begin to be delivered out of this mess that you didn't had enough of.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.